We have secretly replaced this podcast with another podcast. Janet doesn't know it yet. Let's see if she figures it out here on Wrinkled Sheets. What?
Was that your stomach?
Slightly. Okay. I started to speak and it went,
is it kind dinner of. Time?
Oh, it is dinner time. Hi.
Hi.
It's dinner time, and I'm Steve.
And I'm Janet.
And we're
Wrinkled Sheets.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Hey, it's only been 3 weeks.
You.
Oh. It's only been 3 weeks.
Can we never do that again? Thanks.
What? Go make money?
You know what? When you say it like that.
I was gone too long. Is that what you were saying?
2 week max.
2 weeks.
We said that a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I know sometimes it's beyond your control, but I just don't want the 3 week to become a norm.
Well, this time it was literally.
But it makes sense. They had you over in Spain.
Yeah.
I totally understood. I wasn't pissed. I wasn't mad at you. I wasn't mad at anyone. But I'm like.
But you were like, can we just not do this again?
Yeah. I didn't demand no more. I said, can we just not? Can you not? If you.
Yeah. But I think you did ask me, please.
I did.
Please. Can
it was one night I was like, I am so freaking missing Steve. I just want companionship. I got married for a reason.
Well, I don't know. Like last night, we're laying there in bed and the dog is next to you, just cuddled up, and cat's up there. And you were like, I'm so glad you're home so I have somebody to cuddle with. And you're like, I'm like, what are those cuddled up next to you?
The cuddling isn't it. It's the companionship. Like, I can talk to Butterfly. I can talk to the cats, but then I become crazy. You don't talk to your animals and actually have conversations.
But apparently they listen and talk back.
They don't talk back.
I watched Rain actually do it.
Meh. Meh. Meh.
Meh. Different
tones.
We
have a gay cat.
He doesn't look like it. No. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of that character on Bull. Chunk,
mm-hmm.
That was the football player that's gay.
Masculine looking, but as soon as he opens his mouth, you're like,
oh.
Oh.
Meh.
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 God, I love our animals. I'm so thankful for our animals. I just want to freeze them in time so they don't get older and they don't die on us because we've got a good balance right now.
Would you clone them if you could?
I don't know. I need to talk to the Babs to find out if they're legit, like, can you tell that you clone, or is it just another dog?
Well, somebody just did it, right?
Barbra Streisand. That's why I said the Babs.
Babs, yeah. So, yeah, so I think what you get is you get the exact same dog or cat or animal, but it doesn't have the
right, the brain.
Doesn't have the knowledge. It's
yeah, you can't clone. Like, if I cloned you, they may look like you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really, because you've had some stuff done. No, I'm just kidding. No,
wow,
he hasn't.
I have not.
I'm kidding. That's how rumors get started. But the life experiences aren't there. The brain, it's not there. So
yeah, but you have probably the same disposition of animal. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
It's probably the same basic animal.
But don't you feel like it's also due to life experiences?
Yeah.
Like, Butterfly has gone through life experiences in order to form her
personality where she is today.
Personality and habits, yes.
Of how she reacts around certain mm-hmm. cats or certain things or.
She's getting better with Rain, unless it's your first day back. But have you noticed?
Wow, did they got in a fight the first day back?
That's because she's like, you're home, I love you. Wait a second, you mother effer,
I bent down to pet the cat, and the dog just jumped on the cat.
But have you noticed she's not as like when you were sitting in the kitchen talking to Rain? Yes, he was. Butterfly was on the back of the couch, not given.
I know she did that
any
earlier.
Care.
I was sitting on the couch holding Rain, watching TV, scratching her
she's
belly.
Definitely
she's like
chill.
On the back of the couch.
She's chilling out about the Rain situation.
But there's times that she's like,
every once in a while,
that's my man. He's home now. Get away from my man, cat.
I feel like she might kill me in my sleep one night because she's jealous.
Well, you yelled at her for coming over and laying next to me. What is that about? when I went to bed, she came over and laid down, and you were like, get over here. You're just going to forget about me.
I said, but because I knew as soon as I left for work today, you would have a whole day with her,
mm-hmm.
and she would kind of bond with you again. So I was like, hey, come back over here, which she did, because I only have one more night before she forgets who I am, and she's your dog again until you leave again.
She's my dog again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure pet owners, maybe not. Maybe we're just crazy. Hmm.
Now, the other thing I want to bring up before we can really get started here is you threw up to the TV here in the office. You Googled Steve McGrew.
Pictures. Went to images.
And you said to me,
don't you do that?
Don't you do that? Don't you Google yourself?
Well, you're a public image. So, like, I would, do you have alerts?
No, I get alerts from you because you get alerts about me.
Yeah,
because
when we first started dating, I definitely Googled you. I wanted to like go into the deep web and see if there was anything I needed to know about.
Is he a criminal? Has he been convicted of?
I want to make sure there wasn't a mugshot. You make sure, you know, there aren't things that you weren't going to tell me about. That's dating in 2018.
Is this standard? Do most people?
I feel like yes. I think a lot of people do background checks on people they started dating.
Really?
Yeah, I did not do that.
That's not. Who does background checks? If anybody's ever done a background check, comment down below on
this. Haven't you watched
real
crime shows? Oh,
please. Like cat, leave me like those catfishing shows to find out if somebody's real.
Like a dude's got like a wife and three kids in Utah, but then he's dating you and proposed to you in Colorado.
You have watched too much TV.
You leave me alone too long. Too long.
You know how hard it is to keep this house alive. I can't imagine trying to do two or three families around the country.
I know, but there are some ambitious men out there.
Really?
According to these shows I watch.
And which shows is that?
I don't even know. Like, it's been like the detective shows and stuff where they're like, oh, well, he killed this wife.
Well, wait, they did happen on Grey's Anatomy.
Remember? Yes. Yes.
That what's her Gray's sister was like, the wife showed up. What?
Yeah.
What? But that's just basic cheating. That's not like having other two or three families, though.
Right. But it happens. You can watch some TV and find the things. Click away from Fox News for a minute.
I'd rather not. But I just want to know if people actually Google themselves. I've done it before, but not on a regular basis. I've done it when I need something. Like I'm looking for an article that mm-hmm. was mentioned before. Or I know there's a picture that I need for something. But I just don't randomly go, I wonder if there's anything written about me this week.
I feel like when I listen to some famous people on the podcast land, there's a couple that have been like, oh, yeah, I got a Google alert. Oh, well, there wasn't a Google. I was listening to Heather McDonald's uh-huh. podcast, which I don't recommend. Not great, unless you watch all the Real Housewives. Like, she does a recap of Real Housewives, and I didn't understand. But she's like, oh, I didn't get a Google alert that I was in the images for that night's event. So I feel like people do it.
Just not me.
Right.
Just not me.
That's good. That's probably a good sign. Stay humble, hashtag.
Humble brag.
No, you're not humble bragging.
No, what did you say? I was going to try to think. You said something last night about we were watching something. You go, ooh, humble brag. What were we watching? And you yelled at somebody.
Somebody said something.
And you were like, ooh, humble brag.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Humble brag is when you brag about yourself. Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Yeah, like, oh, I made $50 million last year.
Ooh, humble brag.
Yeah, like there's no reason. There was no reason. It was not in context. Well, it could have been overlooked.
Well, a lot of times when you're talking to people, like if you were talking to somebody and you would say, my friend Kate said the other day, Kate.
Yeah.
And if I said, hey, I was talking to Roseanne Barr and she said, that's name dropping. But the thing is it really name dropping if it's real? Do you know what I mean? I'm not doing – see what I'm saying?
You could easily say I was speaking with my fellow friend. Comedian friend.
Uh-huh. But you have to – what's the difference of saying you were talking to Kate?
Because that's a big name.
Well, I know, but if it really happened and you really need to verify –
Is this from our last podcast when I said you name dropped too much?
Yes.
I'm sorry, babe.
Yes.
I was halfway joking.
Yes. Well, no, I know you were halfway, but I'm just trying to figure this out because it happened while I was out on the ship among the hanging out with the entertainers.
How did they respond?
Well, nobody responded because nobody thought of it as name dropping. They were just we were talking about people we worked
Maybe
with.
Maybe that's because they're used to that world. Until you. Like, I know it's been almost 8 years, but still, it still kind of goes, like, what?
Last night, we're watching the horrible ACM Awards. And
Don't go down that road.
Well, okay. But it was, you said, oh, remember when you went and got Darius Rucker to come back and say hi to me?
Yes.
See, is that name dropping or that was an actual?
It was remembering something from you and I. It's not like I was on the podcast or in a public place. One time, Steve got Darius Rucker, you know, Hootie from Hootie and the Blowfish. You know, that's pretty exaggerative, but I don't, it's not like I'm sitting. In fact, I got complimented one time. One of my friends we were in a dinner setting with a girl that had just got back from Vegas, and they got a bunch of hookups and knew some people, and she kept name-dropping Vegas people.
Uh-huh.
And afterwards, my friend's like, Janet, you're so classy. And I was like, why? She's like, you have so many more experiences than that, and you don't, like, I don't sit here and go, oh, remember that one time we went backstage and hung out with so-and-so and blah, blah. They're great memories that I hold on to, dear.
Mm-hmm. But I think for me, it's because it's my life. It would be no different than saying,
so
hey, that one time that we were over at Kate's house and she made...
In my world, it's not my life. It was that brief moment in time when you worked in radio and it was cool. And now every once in a while, weird things happen. And that's your life. So when I said the name dropping thing, I wasn't taking into account the fact that your life... is Brad Garrett, Roseanne. Those are people that you are friends with, acquaintances with,
mm-hmm.
that you could reach out to.
And say, hey, do me a favor.
Just as easily as I could reach out to Kate.
Right.
Who's not Kate Middleton.
Who is not Kate Middleton. No. She is Kate Malta.
Kate Mihailova.
She's Kate Malta.
Yeah. So I'm sorry if that bugged you when I said that.
It dawned on me when I was on the trip that when we were talking
and
names came up and I thought, well, Janet accused me of name dropping.
You told people that?
No, I didn't. In my head, that's what I was thinking.
No, like, I think it's just, as you always say, your weird little life. Your weird, crazy life.
I know.
It's still hard for me to believe, you know, the friends that you have.
Like today, I just read that people that, whenever you hear this, maybe news or not news to you, but Harry Anderson died today from Night Court.
Oh, Judge Harry Stone.
Yeah.
I loved that show. I was hoping they would reboot it.
They were, the article How I read, there were people, he was 65.
He so wasn't old.
He wasn't very old at all.
I didn't even get the alert that he died.
I know.
I got an alert that Chloe named her baby. True.
See, nobody even cares about that. But and when I saw the article, when I got the tweet, I was thought, oh, in my head, I'm going to go, oh, I remember when I met him, he was so nice to me. And that's the kind of life that I have when I see mm-hmm. that stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if I go, well, that one time that I met Harry, you know, I'm not doing that, but that's what pops into my head when I see articles sometimes. Because you live amongst that world.
And you see where my brain went. I went, oh, I used to love that show.
Yeah.
Not, oh, remember that one time? No. I remember the show.
It was a great show.
It was a little too adult for me because that.
Because Marky Post had boobies?
No. Oh. The man lawyer was kind of a sex addict.
Oh, John Larroquette's character. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the bailiff. I'm trying to remember her name. Remember,
I thought it was a dude. The bald headed dude.
No, there was the clerk was the black guy, and then mm-hmm. there was she was Rose, the cop that would. And I just did a show with her not long ago in Vegas.
Oh.
So, and they were hoping for a a reboot because everybody is all about bring shows back. Bring them back.
Right. Redo them because Fuller House is like blowing up. So I have a Fuller House story. Can I share?
Sure.
So my girlfriend Monica lives in San Francisco. She was passing through last week and I was like, so this is going to be silly. I'm like, have you been to the Full House house? And she's like, oh, yeah, I've walked by it. She's like, there's two different houses. There's the house where they shoot the front, and then there's the house where they shoot the inside. And she's like, the problem with 2018 is because the house where they shoot the inside didn't have to have a gate back in the day because no one knew it existed. But now in 2018, where you can Google where everything's located, now they had to put up a gate in front of the other house. Isn't that interesting?
In front of the which house?
The house that they shot the inside in.
Okay.
Now, of course, everyone could find the outside. Yeah. It's called the, I forget, what something sisters houses. But the house where they shot the inside part, they had to put a gate up recently because the
Too many people wanted to come visit.
Yeah. I'm ready for the next season.
Are they going to bring back more of the characters of the show, or are they going to stick with it's basically about the kids?
So, some things have happened on the end of the most recent season. You don't care. But Joey's wife, who was played by Laura Bell Bundy, accepted a job in Vegas. And so, in order to help raise his four kids, he's moving back to San Francisco. Danny and Rebecca got fired from their
Morning San Francisco?
No, their national morning show. And Rebecca accepted a job in San Francisco for Wake Up San Francisco. So her and Jesse are coming back to San Francisco. And Danny has nothing to do, so he's going to come back.
Why doesn't Danny have anything to do?
Because he didn't get on with Wake Up San Francisco. Only Rebecca did. And then in real life, John Stamos just had a baby.
He's too old for that, isn't he?
I thought so. I really thought it was fake news when I first heard that his wife was pregnant. I was like, what?
Isn't he like 60 or something?
He said, hashtag not an uncle anymore.
Does he have kids before?
No.
This is his very first one?
Yes. Him and Rebecca Romijn did not appropriate. Is that the word? Anyway, so sorry, I could talk
did
about
not
this
what?
All.
Did
appropriate?
Not,
appropriate?
Did you say reprocreate?
No, appropriate. Damn it. So I went and saw Danny Tanner at the Comedy Works recently.
Did you enjoy his stand-up?
So I really do, but I feel like once was enough. I went last year because he is kind of, he has the same jokes. Very similar.
Well, he has an act.
And he's
act.
Engaged.
What?
Yeah, to a girl that's...
He's a travel writer, isn't she?
Yeah, she's 30 years younger than him. Very similar to my age.
What?
Mm-hmm. He does joke about that in the show.
What's he say?
I don't remember.
Oh.
But I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Because I joke about it, mine too. Like, she's so young, her pictures aren't even back from the photo lab yet.
I don't get it.
We registered at Toys R Us.
Oh. I made a joke like that once in a video, and you were like, that's inappropriate. I did a video where I was like showing the kids set where the kids play when they come over to hang out. And that sounds creepy. And I was like, and there's Janet's Playland. And you were like.
Just giving you a hard time.
Yeah.
Well, you do a podcast that people who listen to this know this. You do a podcast called Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Correct.
And if you don't listen and subscribe, you should. You should.
We really try.
And y'all do a good job.
Have you been listening?
Yes. But you told me you had some stuff here that didn't get used.
Yeah, I wish I had dates on it because
it doesn't
been
matter.
Like a month ago.
Those headlines are very, very cool.
I'm good at picking good topics, but then we get to yakking and...
Yeah, and then it gets sidetracked. But where do you find stuff like that?
You taught me how to find stuff like this.
Well, I know, but I didn't know if that you were using
news.
The same way.
You just
go to
Google
odd news or weird news.
And there's like 10 odd news websites, and you can click on them and get the top ones. Like this one, Marilyn Manson. Charles Manson died. And
that is old.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, but there's been a fight for his murderabilia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Instead of memorabilia.
Yeah. So there's lots of people claiming to have the rights to this. Thousands of dollars worth of Manson murderabilia and songs that the killer wrote.
Yeah.
He wrote songs that have been performed by the Beach Boys and Guns N' Roses. The heir also will gain potentially lucrative rights to Manson's writings and images. So he died in November. They were fighting over it recently. A pen pal and man alleging that they are Manson's son and grandson are claiming to be his heir. Even though California prison officials said Manson indicated that he had no heirs and no will.
So they need to do, like, put him on Maury and do a DNA test on these guys.
Right. Is Maury still a thing?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And there's another show on today when I was got up and was changing the channel. There's a show called Paternity Court. It's just a whole show.
You designed are to not the father.
Paternity Court.
I guess if you're out and about being crazy, you just never know.
How do you not know?
I don't
know. Do you really have to? You have to really be out and about.
Yes.
And I'm doing air quotes, out and about, to not know who.
Of course, I'm not good at that now. But
I would hope not.
I was never good when I was younger at dating more than one person at a time because I'm very, like, focused. And I had girlfriends that would be dating more than one person. I think that's how that happens. So say you're dating three people at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Nothing serious, which is super typical for 2018. And then all of a sudden you wind up pregnant. And maybe out of the three to four people you're dating, you're having relations with two of them. That means...
Or four of them.
Or four of them if you're excited. Yeah.
I guess so.
I've seen friends go through this, not paternity stuff. No. just friends. And I could see how it could easily... It's a slippery slope when you date multiple people at one time.
Yeah,
Slippery slope.
I don't know how we... Yeah, dude, I was trying to say, how did we get from...
Heirs.
Heirs. Like, how did we get to... Yeah.
So this is an older story, so I don't know if they've decided who the heirs are.
What's the next one?
There was a man that in Moscow, Russia, not a happy place. He rammed his armored vehicle.
That's the headline that caught my eye.
Into a shop for just one bottle of wine. It wasn't his armored vehicle, I'm assuming, but he rammed an armored personal carrier into a shop window before climbing through the rubble to steal a bottle of wine in a town in northern Russia. The man had swiped the vehicle, so it wasn't his, from a privately run motorsport training ground nearby, driven it through a forest and into a town, a small town south of the Arctic Circle. He was cold. He needed some wine. He grabbed a bottle.
Wine would not be the one I would think that would keep you warm and cold. Wouldn't it be more like whiskey
cold.
Or rum that warms you up?
Doesn't all alcohol like raise your blood pressure?
And if you're
you
in that need of alcohol that you're going to ram a building, wouldn't you grab four or five bottles and tuck
Who
them under?
Who knows? He was probably on drugs.
He's a very polite. I only need one, thank you.
Right.
Or vodka. It's Russia. Shouldn't it have been vodka?
Russia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The cheesiest pizza ever was created recently.
What does that mean?
So a restaurant has created the world's cheesiest pizza ever with nearly a quarter kilo of cheese on a single pie. It happened in Germany. It's Vadoli's. I'm probably not pronouncing that right. It was recognized by the Guinness World Records. It has 111 different varieties of cheese.
Wow.
Did you know there were 111 different types of cheese?
Yes, if you've ever been to Whole Foods and seen that entire rack of cheese, which I know nothing about.
Nothing.
I know nothing. You know, I know which ones I like, but
it's
you know,
like wine.
Yeah, you have to know me. Like that's from this region, and mm-hmm. they do it this way, and that was. It's kind of like that book that I pointed out to you yesterday.
Prosciutto.
I had no idea there was so many different ways and meats and preparations.
You
and
were very enthralled in that book.
I was.
I was surprised you didn't buy it.
I thought about it, but you know, you and I were looking at books the other day, and you said, I'm not buying this because there's not a recipe in here that I probably can't get off the internet.
Right.
Do you think that's hurting book sales? Because that's actually why I didn't buy that book, because I thought, well, I can look up all these ways to prepare.
I feel like recipe books, unless they're backed by famous people, meh.
Well, how many recipes are there in the world? Don't you think that people are just copying other people's recipe books?
Look at how many ingredients there are in the world. It's like an infinite number. And yet there's so many different concoctions of different things. Like, I made recipes last night that I'd never – but it was super basic. But had I not put the tomatoes in, it would be a totally different recipe than what I made last night.
Right. But I mean, I understand that. But how many books have you seen that actually have the same recipes? I mean, a lot of it's like how to cook a roast,
variations,
or how to do it, how to prepare a fish, or this is fish Florentine, or this is, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Because a few years ago, it's longer than a few years ago, I started writing, I wanted to write a cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was Mudflap on the radio, I wanted to do like a white trash cookbook. So I started collecting recipes that I was finding in places, or I got a couple of my grandmother's recipes, and I thought, you know, a lot of these you could just basically take a recipe and just change it by, instead of tomato paste, use ketchup. That makes it more white trash.
Right.
And I never got around to doing it, but I thought, would I get in trouble because you're just slightly changing recipes? But I think that's what people do.
That is.
I think they just slightly change it, and then they write a book about it.
Yep. Yeah, it's very true. Very true. I don't know. Can you copyright a recipe?
I don't know.
You could probably copyright the name.
Unless you had to give it a name. Like,
You know what is very – somebody – who was I talking to? You spoke about wanting to do the cookbook. You didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of your MO.
Uh-huh.
And I was speaking with someone, and they were like, you know, Steve needs to, like, write a book about all of his experiences. That could be your key to success.
Is right.
Because you've kind of gone down the path to success and kind of stalled in the middle.
Uh-huh.
You've said that yourself.
Yeah.
You haven't become the Jeff Foxworthies of the world.
Right, right.
And I'm like, yeah, that would be great, but I feel like he would start it.
And then he wouldn't finish it.
And you just proved my point.
Well, but the reason I didn't finish it was, like I said, because I got to thinking, will I get in trouble or get sued because I'm just rewriting.
That's why you have a lawyer. That's why you have a publisher. They have the job to make sure.
Ah.
There's professionals.
Oh. Well, you know, I had another idea for a book that I think I told you about, that I even talked to, going to name drop, Joe Bonzel about. And then I brought it up with Chad when I was out on tour with Chad. And he was like, that is a great idea for a book. And now I'm think I shouldn't have told anybody about this idea that I had for a book.
Nope.
Because, you know, a lot of people do things on their own, you know? So that's why I'm not saying what the idea is on here either.
That's good.
But when I mentioned it to Joe, he was like, that is a great – I've never even heard of a book
Joe's
like that.
Joe's a stand-up guy. I feel like he wouldn't.
Right.
Period. Slices of dried ketchup are a thing.
Yes. Tell me about that. That was another one that caught my
amazing
eye. It said your burger doesn't have to get soggy anymore.
So tomato ketchup just got the makeover no one asked for.
Uh-huh.
American company Bose Fine Foods has created a solid version of the popular condiment, which comes in individual packets. So think of like the breath strips, but instead of it being a breath strip, it's a ketchup strip.
Wouldn't it be like a like a slice, individually wrapped slice of cheese.
Yeah, but I feel like I haven't seen this in person. No one sent me a prototype. I feel like it'd be thinner because you don't want too much ketchup.
Does it say where it is?
Okay, hold on. While the slices may look a little odd, they come with the bonus of being all natural and preservative free. Let's see, recipe, wanting to avoid. It's an individual slice of flavor, blah, 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 blah. And no, it doesn't. But Bo's Fine Foods.
Where?
It doesn't have to be kept in the fridge. Bo's
B-O. Fine Food. We'll have to Google this when we get off of this because I want to find out more.
They're now trying to raise money on Kickstarter.
Oh, so it's not for real yet.
But it's been created. They just have to find the money to push it. Heinz, pause on the ketchup mayo combo. We can do that ourselves. Buy this for $1 billion. Give Bo's some money. And
what did you did you ever eat the ketchup that wasn't red?
No.
Did you ever see any of those? For
what
a while,
color were they?
Like purple and green, and they did some different colors of ketchup.
No.
Would you?
No. Would you?
I did, because I bought them.
I
tasted just like ketchup. But a lot of people said they wouldn't do it because
there's a lot of people that can't get over the, like, their mind won't let them do things. Like, my mind will let me do things. It doesn't want me to jump out of an airplane. Like, I feel like I can't do that.
I can't jump out of an airplane, and I can't eat purple ketchup.
But I could eat purple ketchup. I feel like it could. I love ketchup.
I love ketchup. Those
Put
chips.
It on a chip.
You want to tell them about the chips before we
go
back to the
stories? Oh, my God. I am obsessed. Okay, so about a year ago, I discovered that Canada has ketchup-flavored Lay's. Like, the brand, Lay's. Lay's, if you're listening,
they should be
reach
in America.
Out. And, yes.
You know, Lay's
we
listens.
Got some chats. We got some chats to have. And so one of my coworkers brought some in. I don't know if that's legal. And we, like, I took a bite and I was like, childhood, what? Because being poor, you took the Great Value brand potato chips, you dipped it in ketchup, it creates this splash of flavor. This, oh, so good. And then you send me a picture, like, 2 weeks ago of Pringles with the flavor of ketchup in Spain. And I was like, Pringles are so much better than potato chips.
They are. Why is that?
Probably crack. There's probably
there's something
legal
in the,
crack.
And just the pressed, prepared chip
so
or whatever it is.
Preservative MSG.
Pringles are so good. But anyway, that ketchup chip was very, very good.
Oh, my gosh. I can eat a whole bag.
Well, I brought you a tube of Pringles.
You're not touching
Pringles
them, right?
Back, no.
Okay.
And you did a taste test, which we should talk about that on here. We started doing a thing called Steve and Janet Try Stuff.
They don't? Yes.
And we have videos of that. And you tried the ketchup chips last night on the video.
They were so good. So good. Oh, my gosh. I was talking about them today.
Were you at work?
People are like, oh, I love your new purse. I'm like, yeah, Steve brought me that and ketchup Pringles. I'm so white trash when you talk to me.
That and the ham and cheese chips.
Oh, so good.
It was ham and cheese Pringles.
Why do they do that? Why do they only do that in Spain?
I don't know.
And only do that in Canada? The Cadbury, McFlurry, McDonald's, why? Well,
don't you think Pringles kind of laid back on all the flavors? Because remember, it was a year or two ago that we did.
They went bam.
There were like so many different flavors, and people were doing mm-hmm. the taste test of Pringles and the YouTubes. And we did like, what, 8, 9 flavors, if not more?
Great. You know how they have those contests, Lay's?
Yeah.
They should do a PB&J flavor. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they go exploding. They had all these flavors and like different, like they had wavy and no, that was Lay's.
No, that was Lay's.
Crap. But yes, I do remember that. And we did like all these Pringles taste tests and then they kind of went. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Yeah. And so was it Lay's that was doing that too? Lay's around the world. They did a bunch of those flavors.
No, every year Lay's still does this where they come out with these brand new flavors and then the public votes. Cheez-It did it too. And then they disappeared. So I ate the last of our cheeseburger flavored Cheez-Its.
Oh, those were good too.
And I went to go buy some more and they're gone.
And so is the Mudslide coffee.
Oh, mother effer. Gloria Jean, call me.
Why? Why did they get you hooked on stuff?
Years. I was on Gloria Jean for years.
And now you can't find
Gloria
it?
Gloria Jean K-Cups. It's gone. Like, there's no, I can get like 18 for $50 if I,
like, people have stashes of them that they want to sell for as gold flakes.
Do you know how hard it is to change your favorite coffee?
I know. So, if Gloria Jane, if you're listening,
call me.
Why? I want to know why people just randomly.
It's probably because Dippin' Sales, Janet McGrew's the only one ordering it. I don't know. But I was ordering a lot of it.
But didn't it almost disappear a year or two ago, and then it was came back?
No, that was my flavored water. My flavored.
No, the mudslide. Remember, we couldn't find it.
No, I've never not been able to find it like it now.
Like, well, and I know, that's what I'm saying. It dipped, and you couldn't find it. It's easy. And then they sort of came back. And now it's gone. Do you think they sort of took it out to see if people complained, and then they didn't complain enough, and so now that's just gone forever?
Maybe. I don't know. But I tried some like French toast flavored K-Cup.
Didn't like the French toast?
No.
Because it has an aftertaste.
It's weird. So if I use two Splendas, or Splenda Stevias.
Okay, we're going to get the coffee recipe. Hold on.
It's too sweet because it really does have a good French toast flavor and smell. And then I tried one Stevia packet and it wasn't sweet enough. So it was just, ugh. So I got my caramel vanilla something or other that I forgot about, and I'm so glad they still make.
Well, we've got to find the mudslide. We have to. We've got to Google mudslide images.
Do you not think I've done this?
I know you have, because you're addicted. You don't need to Google it, right? Well, go ahead and do it on the show.
So I am all about like doing
the research. Look, there it is.
Yeah, but that's one of those websites that they start selling because they're.
What is it? What kind of website?
It's one of those websites that they sell. Let's see. I was clicking on some.
Uh-huh.
Carry on.
You got to keep talking while you're Googling.
I can't do this.
You can't talk and Google at the same time? What if you just click on that one that says mudslide coffee at Amazon?
It's not casting anymore.
Oh, it's
what
not?
I'm doing. Oh. But it's one of those websites that they sell to get rid of their last stock.
Like a Tuesday morning kind of thing.
Yeah, like I miss Gordman's.
I miss Gordman's.
That's kind of a bummer deal. Have you driven by our Gordman's down the street? I'm on it, babe.
Gloria Jeans for $5.99.
I'm on it. It's just not casting.
Oh.
Have you driven by our Gordman's? It's like been gutted.
Really?
Yes.
I wonder what they're going to put in. I hope it's a Trader Joe's.
Oh, that would be amazing.
How come you never get stores that you want?
Because, and then when you do, you don't appreciate them.
Yeah, that's like Jack in the Box. We stopped going and then they shut down because we didn't give their business.
We were both trying to lose weight.
I know, but sometimes you have to just get, like, forget about your waistline and help the general public.
Help the small man.
Yeah, you've got to help the businessman stay alive.
Yeah. It's not letting me buy it.
All right. Well, we can do that after you found it.
I told you, don't.
Don't send you down that rabbit hole.
Don't get me down that road.
All right. What other stories do we have there? We'll go back to the.
There's one more.
We'll do updates on the Gloria Jeans.
Anna Faris and Chris Pratt recently announced.
They were splitting up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super sad day. And she said this will be her second divorce, that she needs to figure out the purpose of marriage now.
The purpose?
Mm-hmm.
What is the purpose? So you don't die alone. Isn't that the purpose of marriage?
Well, yeah, I guess. Some companionship. That would make sense.
What was their story? Didn't they meet like weird or something and was it somebody already? Were they dating somebody else or married? Didn't they have some kind of weird?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
What?
They have a child together.
What did the article say?
Anna Faris isn't sure if she'll ever do I Do again. The mom star was recently a guest on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast. Everyone has a freaking podcast. Where she opened up about matrimony following her highly publicized split from Chris Pratt last August. It's already been that long? After 8 years of marriage. We had an unbelievable marriage, and we have a great friendship now. Of course they do. We love our son, who is 5 years old, to death, and I'm really proud of that because I'm not sure I did that well the first time. But after two divorces, Ferris was previously married to Ben Indra from 2004 to 2008. She's not sure if she could see herself walking down the aisle a third time. I need to figure out the purpose of marriage. Is it safety for your children? Is it convention? Or is it so other people respect your relationship more? For me, I'm just not quite sure where it fits. After announcing that they were separating last August, Pratt, 38, Ferris, 41, filed for divorce 4 months later, with both asking for joint custody of their son. Ferris's memoir, Unqualified, was released amidst their breakup, where she revealed they still had a lot of love for each other. Throughout the book, she praised the Guardians of the Galaxy star for his unflinching support of her throughout their marriage. He brought out something in me that made me want to be feminine in a very traditional way. When we finally got together, it was hot and heavy in a way that I'd never experienced before. I couldn't have fallen more headfirst into my feelings for Chris.
Oh, yeah. Hot and heavy. Yeah. I knew there was more to that story than I got to figure out what marriage means.
What else did I say?
You said what it meant. I knew there was more.
And then Channing and his wife.
Oh, because they split too.
So sad.
Well, they're supposed to split in this day and age. You're supposed to just...
Why would you want your husband ever saying that out loud? Take it back.
Okay.
Take it back.
Because doesn't that seem like every Hollywood?
Yes.
Except I heard today, because Barbara Bush is sick, that they've been married, I think it's 73 years.
So long.
And that's, they said it was the longest political marriage ever.
Oh.
I hope she gets better, but I don't think she is. I think it was like one of those that I just accept that the end is near.
Mm-hmm.
And now
she may have already passed away, and they're just like easing us in.
No, because there was an interview earlier today with some people that had just been her church friends had gone to visit her and said, "Nope, she's doing well. She's just
preparing,
and she's not dead. She's not dying. She's just accepting the fact that she's old and gonna let it go."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't want to get old. I'm afraid that my brain's gonna turn to mush and I'm not gonna have children to take care of me.
Huh. Well, you know, it's already turned into mush because, like, last night you're watching ACM and you're making up stories.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. And you went, "Oh, I need to stop making up stories." You said that to yourself. You went, "Do you think what you think? Maybe this is what's going on, that they've done that and this happened, and maybe that's why that." No, I need to stop making up stories. That's.
I feel like I'm not the only one that does this. Crickets.
Okay. I think you are. Oh, what are you doing over there? Are you buying coffee?
I'm trying really hard.
Because you're very distracted.
You did this to me.
No, I didn't mean
to. None of these links are working. They look like you could buy Mudslide coffee and you can't. I'm going to lock.
I knew we'd be revisiting the subject. I didn't know it was going to be like immediately.
Gonna do that.
No, don't close yours.
I have nothing else to look up.
Well, we need to look up some more odd stories because apparently.
We got to talk about your trip. You were in Spain, you were in Italy, you were all over the land.
Where did I go?
I don't know. I went through all the odd stories, babe.
You did, didn't you? Huh. I thought there was more to that.
I do want to talk about my flower obsession.
Yes.
On many different levels. So, the new Wi-Fi still sucks. So, I planted perennials last fall of daffodils, tulips, and then am I putting you to sleep?
No. I was trying to remember, perennials is the one that blooms and dies, right? Or are they?
No. So it's very tricky. Back. No, annuals do not. It tricks you by their name.
Oh, well, explain that to the listeners.
Yes, so annuals you plant, they do their thing and they grow, and then they don't come back. Perennials come back every year. So my whole life growing up, there was a row of tulips in my front yard that would grow every spring.
Yeah, my old house up in North Glen had that from the people before me. They just planted this giant bed of tulips.
I want a giant bed of tulips. But I started a small bed of tulips and daffodils, and it's so rewarding to see your flowers like spring to life when it starts to get warm, and then they bloom. And then I got all excited and I bought a bunch of like smells for the house that are all floral, and you came home and you were like, bleh.
I did not.
It smells like a florist threw up in here.
I didn't say that at all. I bought you handmade soap in, where was I? France.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought you floral scent, and you go,
rose.
Yeah, rose. And you're like, do you like it? I go, you do. That's why I bought it, because you are on a floral kick. And then you got all like, well, I got that in the house. Don't you like it? I go, have I complained?
So you didn't answer with a, yes, I love it. It's beautiful. It just makes me want to spring to life because spring is in the air.
Well, that's you. I didn't go, ugh, I hate it. I just was like, oh, the house smells good. You go through these cycles. You're like, oh, I'm all about flowers now.
Yeah.
So we'll get to next autumn plan. And you'll be like, oh, I am all about cinnamon toast smells or whatever.
Right. But I've got like this whole aesthetic going. Like you walk in our house, there's a rose candle, and then you hit the honeysuckle area.
Mm-hmm.
You go up the stairs and there's a lilac smell, and then you go into the bathroom and it's rose again. It's so lovely.
It's poopery rose?
No. It's a wallflower. Oh, okay. Bath and Body Works, not sponsored. But if you want to, call me.
Speaking of which, oh, thanks for reminding me. You said Bath and Body Works. I went to Bed Bath & Beyond today.
Yeah, you did.
Because you were wanting...
Okay, don't act like I was being high maintenance.
No.
So you were gone, and I wanted to get a robot vacuum.
A Roomba. And I didn't even know that. You were like, I'm going to go meet a guy about getting a Roomba.
It was on Facebook. It was like $160. Now that you've priced them, you understand why I was so interested. Because it was like half the price at least. And he was selling it with like all the stuff. And he was a little weird because he wanted me to come to his house. And I was like, oh, number one rule. No. Where's your address? Okay, we'll go to, there's a McDonald's right there. He's like, how am I going to show you that it works? I'm like, well, if it's a Roomba, it should work on tile. And I'm sure McDonald's has stuff to pick up.
You were going to get him, wait, you were going to make him demonstrate it in a McDonald's?
Yes.
There's a French fry over there. Make it go over and pick it up.
Yes. And I had a podcast with Carrie, and I was like, Carrie, okay, I'm getting ready to go meet a stranger at a McDonald's about a Roomba. And she was like, okay. I was like, so if I disappear, have someone look at my Facebook Messenger, because that's going to be who has me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then I got off the podcast, and he had messaged me and said he sold it to someone already.
Because he didn't want to go meet you at McDonald's.
Yeah, I was too high maintenance. But that's the number one rule. Oh, like, you don't go to someone's house.
Right. No, I agree. You don't. And even I said that. I go, where are you?
Your response was, do you know this person? I was like, no, I'm meeting them at a McDonald's, not at their house.
Yeah. So I didn't know that you were even thinking about it or looking. What made you?
I went to my girlfriend's house the Thursday before this Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And she works with me. And she had one. And she showed me. She sets it for 9 o'clock every day. She comes home to a freshly vacuumed house. She's like, it's amazing, the feeling. Guys, I know the feeling. Because when I come home to a house that's been freshly cleaned, which happens every couple of weeks, then I'm just like, huh.
Well, the lady at Bed Bath & Beyond, the manager, because I went over there to look. Let's back up a little bit. You were sending me videos. Like, look at this video. Check this YouTube. Look what this one does.
Because you were like, when I said the Facebook thing fell through, I was kind of like, oh, not meant to be.
Yeah,
I was ready to let it go.
Just go buy one.
Just go buy one.
And we'll
deal with it later. And I was like, you don't understand.
And like, I did not understand.
It's a rabbit hole. There's so many different kinds. There's so many different levels of each kind. And you don't, I'm like you told me, yeah, go check it out. And so I went and checked it out.
Uh-huh.
There's so many kinds.
You went down the rabbit hole of...
And got very frustrated and said, we don't need this that much. I have a vacuum.
So I was surprised. They go all the way up to like $1,000.
Yeah, Dyson.
There's $1,000.
Dyson is very expensive.
And I was like, for that... who pays $1,000? You got a broom. Get a broom.
Could you imagine paying $1,000 for an iPhone 5 years ago? You did.
Yeah, but that's different. This is not like this is going to go around picking up crumbs and some dog hair off the floor. That is not $1,000. And so I got to look, and you sent me some links and videos, and I checked it out. And then you sent me today a thing for a pet hair one.
Yeah.
That was at Bed Bath & Beyond. So I went over there, and the lady said, we don't have those in stock. We can order it for you. And so we got to talking, and she goes, you know, she goes, we keep the best of the best here at the store.
Mm-hmm.
So for what we had, that's why we have these in stock. We can order lesser models, but, mm-hmm. you know, this is the best of the best. So she goes, you want me to talk to you? I go, no, I've looked at a lot of these. I know.
We've been researching
a lot.
We got the deets.
And I go, I'd never seen this pet hair one before. And she goes, well, like I said, that's the one of the ones we can order. But this Roomba is very much, you know, like she went through the sales pitch mm-hmm. for the $800 one. And I said, well, that's really much more than I want to pay. And I go, I was looking at the shark version of it. And she goes, oh. Like she almost kind of lit up. She goes, oh, well, come right here. Go around the side. And she goes, I got to tell you, the shark, we've had great, great reviews on the shark. Mm-hmm. She goes, you can go online and look it up. She goes, we have a very liberal take-back policy here. You know, and we have never had one of these returned. Ever. And she goes, you know how people are, that they will go
They're
like
very transparent in Bed Bath and Beyond.
What's that?
Like remember when we bought the thing that spouts steam in
yeah,
the air?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah. But anyway, she said no one's returned one of these, you know, mm-hmm. like people will go like I got home and it didn't match my curtain, so I wanted to bring it back.
Right.
So she goes, not even one of those have come back. So she goes So that's the one I kind of in my head, but maybe it should be the high end shark. And so I went to Kohl's to check the price. I went to Walmart to check the price. And then I thought, why haven't I looked on Amazon?
Right. Amazon's my best friend.
So I'm in Kohl's because I drove back to Kohl's because that was the cheaper of the. And I thought, let me check Amazon. So while I'm in Kohl's, I checked the price on Amazon and I bought it. On Amazon, standing in Kohl's.
Why are brick and mortar stores going out of business?
Because of that right there.
Right. Oh, bam.
And then for a split second, though, I did think about canceling the order because I could just take it right from the store and go home. I wouldn't have to wait for the day delivery.
One day? You couldn't wait for a day? I would have slapped you.
Well, I ended up waiting a day.
Good.
Because I thought, now it's worth waiting a day.
It is.
To say, I think I saved 40, 50 bucks, here. Something like that.
You'll still be here so you can set it all up.
Mm-hmm.
You're the techie one. You don't get frustrated. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what I was going to say about Bed Bath & Beyond, we bought, what are those things called with the steam?
The diffuser.
The diffuser. 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 There's not an H there, babe. Diffuser. And when we went to buy it, and they're like, make sure and hold on to your receipt. We get a lot of these back. I think it's fine.
Yeah. Which, that one, ours has worked fine. But they were kind of like that brand. I think she was saying, that brand, we get a lot of those back.
It works. I wasn't a diffuser person, but you left, and I'm like,
I felt like
I want to feel comforted.
It's like it makes the house feel like a spa because the light changes.
I just like the smells.
Yeah,
I found a vanilla one. And that's what I've been using.
Is that what you did last night?
Mm-hmm.
That was very nice. Mm-hmm. Helped you fall asleep and stuff.
I was just tired. It was very stressful ACM work.
And I got you to start watching Naked and Afraid. You're like, I don't watch this show. I've never watched this show before. I don't watch this show. And I go, just watch it. Just because you haven't watched it before, because I'd never seen it before until just recently.
Did she make it to the 14 days?
No, she passed out.
Okay, right as I was about to go to sleep, they showed previews of her standing and then falling.
Then falling. And
on
that's,
the rock.
Yeah. And the guy, her partner,
mm-hmm.
by accident, normally they don't know where the headquarters is for the producers and the medics and all that. So while he had been out walking around, he had seen it several days earlier.
Oh.
And after she passed out, he decided to try to sneak in and steal food. Got caught.
And got kicked out.
And they both got kicked out. That was the – oh. And that's the only time that's ever happened.
Oh.
And the guy was like, well, I just couldn't let her starve. You know, I thought I had to do something. Well, I don't think they're going to let somebody starve and die.
That would be bad PR.
But I think they let it go right up to the edge on that show.
They ate a snake.
They ate a snake?
They were
trying to catch bats that they knew could make them sick. But anyway, they ended up, even in, didn't make it all the way to the end. He lost 20 pounds. She lost 25. That's like in 17 days.
Well, I watched her over like a 15-minute period, which is like 5 days. She definitely got thinner and, yeah, not healthy.
But that's the kind of diet I guess we need to do. We need to do the Naked and Afraid diet. So
we just get rid of all the food in the house.
And just starve. And just walk in the backyard and find bugs.
Right. Watch out, squirrels. We're coming for you.
But that's the thing about that show that I was telling you that I found intriguing because I'd never seen it before either.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was working in Little Rock, the other comic was like, you've never seen this before? They were doing it was a marathon of them.
Oh.
And I'm like, no. And it was kind of interesting because some people do have skills,
mm-hmm.
like survival skills. And other people are like, I'm just going to die because I don't know how to. I mean, there's people that were like, I'm making a fish hook and I'm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Could you think you could survive like that?
No.
Because they just said, here. You're naked in the woods and you have to live for 21 days.
I don't know. I've been pretty hungry and I don't know. Until you're in that situation where it's you haven't eaten in 4 days
yeah.
and I don't know.
Remember, she's like, I'm going to eat a root. I'm just going to eat this root because I need something in my stomach.
Yeah.
Like, how would you know what?
And they were like, she's burned 5 million calories and this is 35.
Yeah, this has 35 calories.
I was like, oh, that's not a deficit you're going to come back from very quickly. Yeah.
But you fell asleep before it was over. Would you watch that show again?
Maybe.
Did you think it was different than what it was supposed to be? You're like, I don't watch this show.
Why are they naked?
I don't. Huh?
Why are they naked?
Because that's the part of the whole, the fear of just you. It's human against nature.
Got it.
You know, if you were just like a caveman that just dropped. Can you make it?
I guess, but why do they have to be naked? Again, I don't understand that aspect. Couldn't you just be stranded and afraid?
It's not the same thing. Naked and afraid, just the whole point of being naked, bugs.
You're vulnerable.
Totally vulnerable.
I get that now. I guess Survivor's similar.
No, Survivor.
They do the same thing where they end up getting gaunt and...
Yeah, but they do all those challenges, and this is just drop you and see if you can live
last.
For 21 days.
Yeah. I thought it was 14.
It's 21 days.
21, 3 weeks, wow.
You couldn't do it.
I could not. I get hangry after an hour. Like, yesterday, I had breakfast, 5 o'clock came, and I'm like, I'm hungry. Get me home before I want to kill someone.
You definitely got hangry.
I didn't get hangry. I just felt like I could get hangry very easily.
You got hangry.
I didn't get angry with you.
No, but I could tell when the I'm hungry, don't annoy me kicks in.
Right.
Which is about where we are right now.
I am very hungry. I'm sitting here like, ooh, we have cod ready to be cooked.
Well, let's go do that because we're at our hour.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to find us, you can email us at wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook. I'm not banned, and I'm monitoring our Wrinkled Sheets
page. I have been banned from Facebook for 30 days, which I only have, I think it's 9 days left.
Someone asked me today. I was like, seriously.
Please, if you get a chance, go on my Facebook and say he'll be, you know, countdown. Maybe you can start a countdown for me because
that requires maintenance.
I'm getting a ton of people that are saying, hey, where are you? You haven't written me back. Why aren't you? Are you mad? You haven't responded? Because I can't go on. I can't do anything about Facebook.
I've been posting that you're banned.
I know.
People need to learn how to use the social media.
All right.
Wrinkled Sheets on Facebook, Wrinkled Sheets on YouTube, Wrinkled Sheets number one on Twitter. You look bored. Am I boring you?
No, I really have to pee. I have to pee really bad. I have to pee. I gotta pee. Bye.
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 That was a face you were making.
I was like,
hurry up.